It is Monday, September 16th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Several Democratic presidential candidates call for Brett Kavanaugh to be impeached after revelations of new allegations of sexual misconduct against the Supreme Court justice. Meanwhile, a new poll from CBS News finds that a majority of Americans want climate change to be addressed immediately. And lastly, the pharmaceutical company that raked in billions of dollars by addicting Americans to opioids is filing for bankruptcy.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. And these are the stories you need to know.
Democratic presidential candidates are calling for a new investigation of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh after the New York Times published newly reported allegations of sexual misconduct against him. The Times report says that a male former classmate of Kavanaugh's claims to have witnessed Kavanaugh expose himself at a party where friends pushed his genitals against a woman without her consent. Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Julian Castro, Beto O'Rourke, and Pete Buttigieg have all called for Kavanaugh's impeachment, and Bernie Sanders called for further investigations' use of an appropriate constitutional mechanism to hold him accountable. The latest allegation, which has not previously been made public, was reported to the FBI during Kavanaugh's Supreme Court confirmation process last year, but was not investigated by the FBI. A new poll finds that 64% of Americans believe climate change is a serious problem, with a majority demanding immediate action to address global warming and its disastrous consequences. 56% of polled Americans say they wanted the climate crisis to be confronted right away. The CBS poll also found that 70% of 18 to 29-year-olds think climate change is in crisis. That generational urgency cuts across party affiliation, with two-thirds of Republican voters aged under 45 say they consider it their duty to address the climate crisis right now.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
The AP is reporting that Purdue Pharma, the pharmaceutical company that made billions from the extremely addictive opioid OxyContin, has filed for bankruptcy as part of a $12 billion settlement with many state and local governments suing the company. Purdue Pharma is named in over 2,500 lawsuits for aggressively marketing OxyContin, first introduced in 1996, as a painkiller with a low risk of addiction, despite knowing this was a lie. The AP reports that the company is likely to face more legal battles from states that did not agree to the proposed settlement. The family that owns the company, the Sacklers, are preparing to face litigation of their own. They should also, in my opinion, be facing some jail time. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Politico is reporting that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have warned Donald Trump that any firearm legislation that falls short of universal background check for gun sales, quote, will not get the job done. The hard line from the Democratic leadership comes as negotiations continue between the president and a group of rank-and-file senators. A Census Bureau report found that the number of uninsured in the U.S. rose by 1.9 million people in 2018, which the Associated Press reports could be linked to Trump's persecution of undocumented immigrants. The Census report found that the Hispanic community was the only major racial and ethnic category with a significant increase in their uninsured rate. Trump administration has released a satellite photographs that it claims prove Iran was behind an attack on Saudi oil field over the weekend. The Houthi militia operating in Yemen over the course of the Yemen civil war has claimed responsibility for the strikes. Tehran has denied any involvement, though the Trump administration claims the Houthis are fully backed by Iran. And nearly 50,000 members of the United Auto Workers walked off General Motors factory floors or set up picket lines early Monday as contract talks with the company deteriorated into a strike. AP reports that workers shut down 33 manufacturing plants in 9 states across the U.S., as well as 22 parts distribution warehouses. This is one of the biggest auto strikes in decades.
Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.